demand growth for diesel slowed down and demand growth for gasoline started to increase a little bit globally. And what's interesting is that was against the narrative that quite a lot of people expected.
In 2014, diesel cars made up more than half of passenger fleet sales in Europe. But concerns over diesel's clean credentials have grown recently, particularly over its higher sulfur emissions.
Quite a lot of European car makers were focused on diesel because that has been the fuel of choice. European governments have given diesel many benefits in terms of tax treatments. So for European car makers, it could be a change if this does feed through into the consumer side and consumers start choosing more gasoline cars as a result of this.
The tide of opinion had already started to turn on the continent. The mayor of Paris announcing plans to ban diesel engines in the French capital by 2020 as part of a plan to fight pollution, with other European countries beginning to rethink incentives such as tax breaks. The European Parliament voted Wednesday to tighten pollution rules. Carmakers in the bloc could be forced into a strategic U-turn if demand for diesel completely stalls.